company that has made the decision to locate to Texas Triangle Park is a company by the name of Gundler Foods, Inc. There are actually three parties to the agreements because you have three different Gundler elements. You have Gundler Real Estate, Gundler Foods, and then Gundler Inc., which is the logistics side of their business. They are a Mexico-based company with corporate offices in the Woodlands, Texas. They're a preferred supplier, wholesale supplier, vendor to Walmart International. And basically they, for this project, will produce, manufacture bottles, will provide those bottles with edible oils, vegetable oil, soybean oil, etc., will label those bottles on behalf of Walmart, and then will ship them to Mexico and Central America initially as part of a long-term contract for on behalf of Walmart International. This is very much a rail-driven project because of the nature of what they do. This is, we're optimistic, the first of a growing expansion of Gundler. They do edible oils. They do nutritional supplements, amongst other things. There's significant interest with Gundler with Texas A&M, especially agriculture, because of what they do. So we're pleased that they've selected the Research Valley and Texas Triangle Park as an anchor. We will hopefully close on 25 acres at Texas Triangle Park very shortly with Gundler. And we're also working on an option agreement for basically the remaining acreage of Phase 1 of Texas Triangle Park, which should give you some perspective on scope. I mean, this is the potential to be quite a large project.
And they would seem to be in the driver's seat about how they can expand. If I understand, they're going to be the first to locate there.
That's correct. And the option agreement would position them to be able to control property for expansion. Rail is an absolute critical component of this. We've been working, as you may be aware, familiar with in the history, with Texas Triangle Park, basically our next generation industrial park. We've been working with the Union Pacific Railroad for some time. You may recall we received the Economic Development Administration grant for the rail lead out at Texas Triangle Park a little over a year ago, and so that's been a very important part of this initiative is rail service and rail capacity.
This may sound like a stupid follow-up. I can't think of a better word than that. You mentioned the production of bottles and labels.
Correct. So they'll actually manufacture, they'll make the bottles that the edible oils, the vegetable oil, the soybeans oil will go into. They'll then put that oil into the bottle. And then, so think about it as kind of a production line. It would go from literally, plastic mold injection, making the bottles, putting the oils in the bottle, and then the final, you know, phase of the production will be actually labeling the bottles for, ultimate sale.
So it's a three-step process, and the Bryan facility will manufacture the bottles, put the stuff in the bottles, and then label them.
Correct.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I had that sequence correct.
Right.
That's quite a coup to be able to get something like that.
Well, in this market, in this day and age, I think it speaks to, it really validates Texas Triangle Park, its geography. One of the reasons why they selected, the Research Valley and Texas Triangle Park was speed to market, development readiness. The investment that our partners have made, certainly the rail grant that we received. And then ultimately for Gundler, they would like to expand their relationships to serve consumer markets in Texas. And if you think about the Texas Triangle and our geography, we're in pretty close connectivity to the major consumer markets in the state of Texas, Houston, the Metroplex, and then the 35 corridor to San Antonio. So they recognize that this is a tremendous logistics location for them being able to provide product to future customers, whether it's HEB or whoever, in those consumer markets.
And I heard the Gundler representative talk about 65 employees to be hired initially, going through the hiring process in May and June, looking to open this up in July or August of this year. And if I quoted him correctly, a cumulative average on the pay side of 30,000 per person. Of course, that's going to vary based on the position, but that's quite a payroll to start. And then I see here they're shooting for 230 full-time employees and $6.5 million in payroll when they're fully up and running.
Correct. And part of that has to do with continued phases of the project. Again, going in and looking at a total operation, a fully operational, production facility with basically Gundler's U.S. headquarters. So, you know, that's a 36-month time frame for them to basically hit those operational targets. As always, we tie incentives, and in this case, I mean, you know, the incentives, candidly, are fairly limited. We're talking about a partial tax exemption on a minimum valuation of $20 million, 5-year exemption. And so it's a fairly conservative approach on property in the case of the city of Bryan that's not located currently in the city limits, not generating any, you know, real taxable revenue, you know, for the city of Bryan. So we feel like it's a great first step. Ultimately, I would envision the Texas Triangle Park will be annexed by the city of Bryan, but it's currently in its ETJ, and that's really what drove this annexation or non-annexation economic development agreement. But, we believe that those numbers are conservative and are optimistic that, you know, with the relationships with A&M, some of the bio-corridor stuff that we have going, especially in nutraceuticals, one of the things that they do is they are so involved in nutrition supplements, et cetera. So we think there's some opportunity for growing collaboration with Texas A&M and with AgriLife in particular. So we're excited about it. I think it's a nice way to start the new year. We have a lot of other cool things out there on the horizon that hopefully, you know, we can talk about, you know, in the near future.
Well, and I want to go back to not giving up the entire farm, so to speak, on Gundler's behalf. They are going to make an investment besides bringing in the plant, bringing in the employees, bringing in the payroll. They are going to give some money back, some sort of payment in lieu of taxes. And so often you hear about deals where you have to give up everything to bring somebody, and Gundler's not doing that in this case.
That's correct. In their case, they're actually paying at 30% payment in lieu of taxes. So if there was no agreement in place, then, you know, Gundler would not be paying anything to the city of Bryan. There is a 5-year tax abatement that was approved today by Brazos County as well. And really, that's the primary incentive for this project. The real estate closing has not occurred, so I'm not at liberty to share, but they will be purchasing the acreage at Texas Triangle Park, and that purchase will allow us to cover the development costs associated with the Gundler and also at the same time begin to address some other opportunities related to infrastructure development for Texas Triangle Park collectively. So it's a it really is a nice way to start the year, and the thing we always have to remember is that in this day and age, you know, to secure a manufacturing project that will provide, you know, livable wage opportunities to residents of Brazos County is something that, you know, the Research Valley Partnership is all about. So we're really delighted. This is a good one.
And we have talked on multiple occasions that these types of things just don't happen overnight. And now that we're talking about a success story like this, you know, how far back do you have to go when the seed was first planted to get to this fruition?
Well, this is one that almost literally did happen overnight. we were actually not on the short list initially. They were focused on a couple of other locations in Texas. And when they came to the realization that those other locations weren't going to be able to provide the speed to market development readiness and the rail capacity they needed to be able to do the full-blown project, that's when, we basically got the call. We've been doing a little bit of promotion working with the Union Pacific. So, you know, while it wasn't, you know, a day ago, it wasn't, you know, 2 years ago. I mean, this process has been ongoing since, you know, early fall of 2011.
Well, but,
comparatively speaking, that's a short time frame compared to, you know, other projects that we have in the mill that, you know, that started, you know, well over, you know, 12 months ago.
And while this may be relatively short as far as the averages are concerned, I've been through a couple of budget cycles around here, and I know that you've had to explain how nimble and quick that y'all have to be, and you have to have the resources to be able to react, and this, I would think, be an example of that.
Yes, sir, I would agree with you. I think that we're honored to serve our partners. You know, the fundamental position that we're going to take is that, you know, we're going to be a lean organization. We're going to work harder. We have to work harder, you know, on many instances than most of our competitors, especially in major markets, just because of our brand. And so we have to work harder. We're proud to do that. I think A&M would acknowledge that they do on many occasions, especially in certain areas, have to work a little bit harder, but that's okay. And you know, I mean, this is, you know, tonight's invocation at the City of Bryan, the pastor talked about the greater good. And at least from the RVP staff's perspective, I will tell you that, I mean, that's a very important part of what the RVP staff, and I would say leadership. I mean, you know, this is a project that's about the greater good. This is going to provide employment opportunities to citizens in our community, some of which may not have a job, some of which may have a job that, you know, they're unhappy in or that they're not fulfilling, you know, the needs of their family. So, you know, that's what, you know, on one level, you know, how we approach economic development and, you know, and that's, I think, part of what governance should be about. So as partners, the City of College Station, the City of Bryan, Brazos County, you know, hopefully we're representing, you know, the greater good in this effort, and we'll let the chips fall where they may as it relates to public funding. We'll do the best we can with, you know, the resources that are provided to us.